Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Hey, Manic Monday fans, how are you tonight? It's time for the September 23rd, 2013 edition of the Manic Monday show hosted by the one and only Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. As always, if today is your birthday, anniversary, or any other special day, we want to wish you a very happy day from the Rad Reality Show Network crew. And by now, everyone knows about Brittany's baby having cancer. So we want to ask everyone to continue the hashtag prayers for Tilly. And let everyone know that you are showing her, her baby, and her family love, support, and prayers. I also did find out since last week's show that Brittany has not set up, nor has she approved any fans collecting any money on her behalf. So please be careful out there. I realize that there are probably some well-meaning fans, but until something is approved by Brittany herself, I would just show support by using the hashtag. Now, Michelle Costa has a... wonderful show set up for us tonight, and I want to quickly introduce the co-host, myself, Jerry Garcia, and also Paul from Minnesota. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota today?
I'm doing good. My big brother depression, if you want to label it that, was relatively short-lived. It's now been replaced by two others. It's my Minnesota Vikings 0-3, and it's also one more episode of Breaking Bad. So I've got other things that I'm, TV-wise, that I'm getting depressed about.
Well, I hope that that ends soon. We don't want our Paul from Minnesota depressed. And I'm certain that once we bring on our Portuguese princess, you can't be depressed with her on air with us. Let's do this. Let's bring her on and say hi to our lovely host of the show, Michelle Costa. How are you?
Well, hello. Happy Manic Monday, you maniacs out there, including Cherry and Paul, the biggest maniacs I know. So how you doing, Paul? How you doing, Cherry?
I'm doing great, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am I know, Paulie. Let's talk about sports real quick, okay? So, sorry about your Vikings being 0-3, but go Patriots, 3-0, woo! And I also want to give a shout-out to Mr. Rad, Ron Rad's football team, the Chicago Bears, along with my brother, that won against the Steelers yesterday and are now 3-0 as well. So there seems to be a trend in the NFL. It's either 0-3 or 3-0, right, Paul? Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, we faced Cleveland Browns, who were 0-2, who just let go of their top draft pick, their running back, this past week, and put in a quarterback that hadn't started more than one game, like a third-string quarterback. And it was like, oh, we should be able to beat these guys. But, no, we found a way to lose. And you may have watched the Bears and Pittsburgh play. Well, Pittsburgh looked pretty bad, and we get to play them in London next Sunday.
I think they're 0-3 as well, right?
Yep.
Oh, well, at least one of you guys are going to come out with a win. Ooh. But I have to say, I did not go to the game yesterday in work because I don't know if anybody knows out there, along with everything else that I've been dealing with, I broke my toe. And I have been hobbling around. It is the worst pain because, like, with open-toe shoes, it's different. When you have to put your foot inside a shoe that's broken, especially the little pinky, has now become the big toe.
How did you break it?
I had dropped something on it, and I thought, like, oh, maybe my nail might fall off or whatever. Do you know when you, like, hurt yourself? And you, like, say you hurt your finger or you hurt your foot, whatever, and you try to avoid, like, having it hit anywhere, but people seem to step on it and you seem to hit it. Well, I was walking to my bed, and my bed and my couch are real close, and I literally hit my bedpost, which is, like, a huge, thick log of wood. It's probably, like, a fist, like, if you would open your hand, like, all around, and I broke it on the bottom of it. And this will be the third time that I broke my freaking towel on my bed. I wish I could say it was something sexual or freaky. Woo! Yeah, no,
hey,
I just
Michelle,
broke it while going to bed.
I thought you tweeted something about a finger. Was it your toe that you were tweeting about getting inflamed?
No, I had said my toe, yeah. And I even think I put a picture up, and it was like, well, it is purple and like triple the size, and it's all black on the top because it's like internal bleeding happening.
Yeah. Hey, I need to just real quickly, Michelle, and I'll shut up for you two girls. But
thank you.
It's so good in the chat room to welcome back Jess BB Love, and not only her, but Deb Cakes is there.
Yay! Hello, everybody in the chat room. I'm glad to have you guys here. Newbies, former people that have always come back, people that haven't been back in a while, and people who are always here. Hello. I've been having a problem. I can't get in the chat room. I don't know what's going on, so I haven't been able to get on, so sorry about that. But tonight we're going to talk about what everybody has been wanting to talk about. We thought it was going to be over, and there's so much more to talk about. That's right, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Please say
just
it ain't
kidding.
So.
Just kidding. No, Cherry and Paul and everybody listening out there and people who are going to listen, because if they can't make it tonight, they can always listen to our archives. We're going to talk about Big Brother still, Big Brother 15, and I'm really excited about our guest tonight, and you never know who's going to call in. You guys know how we roll here. We hope you have your glass of wine. We hope you guys are ready. Whatever your beverage of choice is, pull up, you know, see, it is the first full day of fall. Maybe get that hot chocolate out, put a little Baileys in it. Maybe watch the foliage turn brown or whatever it's doing, which I'm not happy about. But we're going to talk about Big Brother 15 finale. We're going to talk about Big Brother 15 finale night. We're going to talk about stuff that's happened after and what we've heard. Okay, so first off, let's touch base. We haven't talked since last Monday. So let's fast forward. We're going to do our own Manic Money fast forward, and we're going to go to finale night. Okay, so are we all excited about this, Cherry and Paul? Finale night is here. Do you guys have your snacks, everything ready to go? Cherry?
Absolutely.
Right. It's like the drive-in. Like, you get everything ready. You, like, pack up and, like you're not leaving the living room for, like, hours. It's true. Right? Paul, what about you? Were you prepared up there in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. I certainly always look forward to the finale, and it's been pretty good finales over the past several seasons, and overall, it didn't disappoint.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, okay, so Andy won, and we know that Andy was going to win. Are you guys shocked that he brought Gina Marie? Do you think that was a better choice than Spencer, Cherry?
I think he was going to win regardless of who he brought with him out of those two.
But I did think that Gina Marie probably would have been
harder to beat.
Yes.
Do you know what happened with me, Michelle? It was like I thought it was a slam dunk that he would have taken Spencer. And when he took Gina Marie, I kind of said, oh, no, don't do that. That's a mistake. Kind of like Dan taking Ian, I felt was a mistake. And then about 2 or 3 minutes later, I thought, you know, Andy is going to have to answer the jury questions. He's going to have to, you know, make his final plea. And look who he's up against. Certainly, Gina Marie is no wordsmith, and Andy is. And I thought maybe that was the reason. But later on, he said it was totally due to his loyalty. He felt like one of the things he could do for the jury members who felt that he was disloyal to them, he could say, I told Gina Marie I would, you know, be loyal to her on day one. And here, jury, I'm proving to you that I can be loyal. So he had some really good, you know, reasons.
He may also have known that Spencer could speak much better than Gina Marie could, and Gina Marie sitting there knowing that Nick was right, you know, 20 minutes away from seeing her and her seeing him, that she was in Nick mode, which she was completely off her game and wouldn't be able to speak to the jury or answer questions sensibly and use that to his advantage completely. And he may have, you know, Andy is one that can think ahead. He has thought ahead most of the game, game moves ahead. And if he thought about how Gina Marie would be when she was sitting there, knowing that Nick was just, you know, right on the other side of that door, he may have known that she would be sort of flustered and wouldn't be able to respond well. And
well, I think she would have been either way, though, don't you think? I mean, I think that's just her way that she hasn't disappointed us any speech that she's ever given after an HOH or a veto. So that's just her personality for me. That's why I think that she had that likable characteristics. Like, everybody was just like, they would have been like, oh, that's just Gina Marie. Like, nobody would have been like, oh, my God, what a weird. Like, everybody would have laughed. That's why I think if Spencer was against her, she probably would have won. I was still teeter-tottering when exactly what Paul said. I was surprised that at that point Andy picked her, but he had set up the game so well for himself that at the end he put the cherry on top by picking her, knowing that he could possibly lose to her, but then giving the reason that it was the one thing that he was honest with the entire game. And then at the end we saw him being honest with them, whether it be in the game or whether it be in the goodbye messages, but that was only near the end. He was setting everything up good, and you know what? He deserved to win the game, so props to him. And, you know, we also saw, not surprising, I think, to any of us who the fan favorite was, which was Elisa, And I wanted to be like, Lisa, please don't pretend like you didn't know that much. Come on. But it was exciting because, you know, it's like, I think she felt like it was making people in the house kind of like, ha, ha, ha. You know, they said it a lot. Oh, my God. If Lisa is, like, the fan favorite, like I think Andy said, or Spencer said, he'd shit on the stage. Excuse my language. But didn't he say that?
I
he
probably.
He said that. He said he would shit on the stage if Lisa was the winner of the $25,000. So I was waiting to see that. I thought that would have been fun. But let's talk a little bit about the finale night. For me, I wish that they talked a little bit more about the racism card. Like, I kind of thought they were going to play back, like, to Aaron some of the things that she said. What do you guys think about that, Paul?
I think if you saw her reaction and how she was affected when Julie interviewed her on stage after her eviction, I think that that would have been almost cruel to pile it on for the live show. I don't know.
Cherry, what's your thoughts about it?
I just think, I don't know if she's ever going to be sorry.
I mean, let's be honest. So everybody out there, if you haven't heard yet, right, Cherry and Paul, we've been seeing things on Twitter. We've been reading things on E! Entertainment Online, the exiting interviews, and we've heard from a lot of the people, and it's kind of not good news for Aaron still.
Right.
Kind of not owning up to it, Cherry. I mean, we talked about it a lot, and we're like, girl, own up to it. But wait, so we hear that she makes this interview and says she doesn't really care that she's been fired from this modeling company because it really wasn't a big deal anyway. So that to me doesn't sound like anything. And then we hear...
And she's very proud of the press she's getting.
Yeah.
And at least she got a lot of press. You know, and if that's the kind of press you want to get, I mean, that's not good press. I mean, I know that a lot of actors say, you know, good or bad, at least they're talking about me. But when you're that new to the entertainment industry or whatever, however you want to say it, you don't want to come in looking that like that. I mean, that's her first baby step onto TV, and to come on with that kind of air about her just doesn't sit well, you know?
You know, we obviously, like, I wasn't buying the whole jury goodbye thing, you know. I mean, I'm sorry thing, and it takes a lot more than just a sorry at this point, okay? And so now we hear stuff. I mean, I personally didn't physically read these things, but I've heard that Aaron left some kind of impression on some people, and, you know, some BB people, you know, affiliated with whatever.
In the chat room right now, Lisa Kamas is saying that Liza from Big Brother Canada said that Aaron made her cry at the wrap party.
What? Made her cry?
That's what
I didn't know about
said.
That. I know that they had something go on because I know Liza made sure that people on Twitter knew that Aaron is a horrible human being, but she made her cry? Oh, my God, that's horrible. Why would she make her cry? I mean, what is wrong with her? Like, doesn't she know it's like, oh, this is like the turning point. This is the pinnacle point where you're riding on a 5-minute train, okay? And it could go left or it could go right.
Okay,
so
now
you're need-
saying that she made Jesse cry and Liza stuck up for her.
Well, good. Because
so she made Jesse cry and Liza
that's
stuck
horrible.
Up for her.
You know what? I wish all the best for every house guest from Big Brother 15 that's getting out of the house, whether they are liked or not liked, whatever happened to them. I don't agree and disagree and agree with a lot of the things that have happened, but I just don't want it to continue out of the house. Like, I want people to start realizing that the game is over. It's time to realize, look outside the box, look at who you are, what you can do better. And, you know, you have such a great opportunity in your hands. You can do so much with it. And I personally don't want them to mar and scar, which they have, the name of Big Brother. And I think there's a lot to make up for. And I think that, you know, all in all, the producers and all that did the best they could with what they were dealt. They, you know, it's also kind of like a card game for them. They don't know what's going to happen or what someone's going to say or do or all that stuff. So I think by minimizing, like, I like the Holly talk, you know, at the end of the live show. Do you guys remember that? How Howard talked about the racism. And, okay, so my favorite part of the live eviction was, I mean, the finale night, was when right after Howard said that, Spencer looked at Julie and goes, oh, man, I can't believe people actually, like, you know, said stuff like that. And then Julie just kind of looked at him, and he was like, Julie, did I say something like that? And she looked at him, and she's like, we don't have enough time to talk about that. And he went completely white. Am I the only one that saw that? Do you guys remember that part? It was right at the end.
Yeah.
What did you think about that, Cherry? Were you like, oh, he has to know something's going down? And come to find out, he did find out that he got let go.
Yeah, I think out of all of them, Howard was the most mature person at the interviews. I loved what he said, and some of them didn't want to believe that they were let go. It was kind of awkward. when they were
told. To say the least.
Yeah. It was just awkward the way they responded. I think they were a little bit taken aback by the news and had no idea how to respond or what to say and almost didn't believe it, you know. But Howard was just amazing. He spoke with elegance and grace, and, you know, he handles himself so well.
He does, yep.
I was very proud of how he handled himself. And in the chat room, they're saying that Howard is going to be on The Bold and the Beautiful with Alyssa, Rachel, Jeff, and Brandon.
I'm not surprised at all.
So that's great for him. I'm glad to hear that he's getting opportunities like that because he really deserves it. Oh, and they're saying so is Nick. Apparently, Rachel and Nick were at the Emmys last night.
Ooh, fun.
They were all
next
to the nines.
Good for them. Walking the red carpet. Go Big Brother alumni. Loving it.
Yeah. You know, I really feel bad for you know, people like you and Cowboy and people like Monica and April and people who go out there and do charities and put your heart and soul into the opportunity that you've been given. And, you know, you've been out of the house for years, but you're still going out there and doing charity work and giving back because of the opportunity you've been given. And now to be compared to this cast and some of the things that they have said breaks my heart.
Well, you know what? I think that we all are individuals, and it shows that, you know, Big Brother has picked some great individuals. I mean, look at all the people that have come out of Big Brother and have done something right. and the stigma is on season 15. And I feel bad for the people that were on 15 more than anything, that never said anything. And just because they were on that season, you know, they're going to have that. And I think that's why I stick up for Big Brother. And I know that what their motivation is, I mean, they want to put a good TV on. They want to put a good game show. And they want to have all a continuation of all the people that follow them. And through this season, I've tried to keep everybody kind of like focused, like, you know, as much as we say we're not going to, or we're angry about what's going on, we have to really face that. This is like an experimental project of putting people in a house. It's like the real world, but now you're adding money to it. I mean, the real world doesn't have money. They have like, you know, probably they get paid per show, but we're talking about money that could change your life, and that's what you're thinking about. And, you know, the thing that, you know, a lot of people have hated Big Brother 15 or whatever they say, you know, we still, in the end, loved it. I loved the game part of it. I mean, I tried to take myself away from the hatred, which was hard, but, it, you know, you could. And I think we all struggled within ourselves to wonder what we were doing. And in the long run, we knew that that's not what Big Brother's about. I think Big Brother really brought realization to a lot of things, that there's still things going on, and we can't stop until this is all done, which will be never. We just kind of all come together, realize that there's issues everywhere, no matter if it's racism, if it's something to do with diseases, if it's something to do with war, if it's something to do with whatever, and we just all have to stick together, and that's what we do as a community, and we have done that. And you know, I feel bad when I hear that there's, like, things like getting backlash, like myself and other past house guests, we have to deal with the backlash. But at the same time, you know what, bring it on. I know who I am, and people who know me who know who I am, and I'll be ready to fight it to the end, because I know that I stick up for what is right and what isn't right. I try to do my best, and I'm only one person, but I only can spread the word as well. And I know that's what you guys do great out there listening, is that you guys spread the word. So that's why I'm doing this. This is why Cherry Paul, this is why you guys all come on board every week to listen. And I think that's why we're a huge Big Brother fans. Did any of that make sense, or yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do have your guest just popped up.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy because I think, like, if he heard any of that, like, he's going to come on here like, oh, child. Because I know he has what my understanding of everything is, and he's going to give it to us, plus more. Super excited.
Okay, let's bring him on. Mr. Wonderful, how are you?
I am incredible. I mean,
sure,
I came in on the tail end of everything that Michelle has said, but I have so much stuff to say that I don't even think we have enough time to even say it.
Okay, Wonderful. First off, boo-boo. I love you. Can we just get over it? Can we just smooch, make out?
Oh, you know, you know I love you. You know I love. Well, I love all of you. I mean, I have to put it out there right now.
Okay, you know what I have to say. So let's love everybody.
No, let's put it out there right now. I love all of the Big Brother fans, even the ones that don't even like me. I love them because you all really put it out there for this season. So let me just put that out there first, because if it wasn't for you all, there would not be a Big Brother. So let me put that out there first. So
Big Brother fans out there that don't like you.
Honey, trust me. I can count some on my hands that don't, but, you know. I so delete them, and honey, get over it. And my true fans, they stick up for me. So you know what? It's minimum, honey. Trust me. I'm not losing no sleep, honey. Trust me.
All right. Well, guess what, Mr. Wonderful? We want to know everything, and we want to know everything that you can possibly say on the air.
I am.
All right. So you made it
First of all,
we do have fans that are holding on the switchboard. They want to talk, but we want to hear what what LaJuan has to say about the party first.
Okay,
okay. And we're going to hear about the party, and then we'll bring on live callers.
So let me tell you, first of all, kudos to all the alumni and all the house guests past, because they came out in full force to greet and to welcome the house guest. So for some people not to show up to, you know, the event or what have you, I think it says a lot about your character. That's just me. That's just my opinion. So let me put that out there. But also,
say who you talking about?
I'm gonna say, oh honey, but
you're
I'm just saying.
Please.
I mean, you know, you going to the rap party, like I said, everybody welcomed us with open arms, and that's always been the case for rap parties. I didn't get a chance to meet Andy, Gina Marie, Amanda, McCray, Spencer. I didn't meet Candace, or I didn't meet Howard. I didn't meet them.
What?
No, I didn't get a chance to meet them because they didn't come to the rap party that I went to, which was on Thursday after the rap party we have on the lot. But I was just kind of surprised. I just was like, okay, because you know you want to welcome them and say, you know what, you want to know who they are, and especially if you're arguing or if you're saying, you know, you didn't mean these things or you're apologetic, I would want to validate what you said, or, you know,
LaJuan, I need to clarify something because we heard about this prior to the rap party, and somebody also mentioned it in the chat room, that this was kind of a rap party hosted by Rachel, and it was somewhat by invitation to certain house guests, and others were not invited. Do you know anything about that?
I do not know anything about that. All I'm saying is this. In years passing...
It was in the CBS studios, though, like after party. So everybody had to be invited.
It's an after party. So, I mean, it's two separate ones. But Thursday, the after party was like, yeah, Rachel and Mertz and, you know, our usual people who give the party. It just so happened that Rachel hosted. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like not being invited, what have you. Trust me and obey. Any brother, anybody that's been on Big Brother, you know when you get out the house, there's parties. You're going to go to the specific parties, or not even if you don't have to be invited. Come on. You're on the show. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you what I know.
So my point is this. No matter even if you're not invited, what have you, there's some shape or form that there should have been a way. Like I said, I didn't meet any of them. I didn't meet none of them.
You went to the actual, like, so you met those people at that Rachel party, right?
Exactly. And
so
there was
you didn't go to the actual finale, like, right after they are done?
No, we can't. That was at CBS lot. No.
So who did you get to meet? Like, talk about everybody that you got to meet, because I'd like to know, because for this season, you need to go down the line of who you met and how the conversation was.
Okay. Jeremy, first of all, he was very, very nice. I'm going to put it out there. Very apologetic. You know, he was just very like, you know, I'm glad, you know, that you were on Big Brother. You know, I'm glad you let me be in open arms. So I was like, hey, what's happening? What's going on? You know me, I give hugs. You know me. That's just me.
Well, I don't think Jeremy did really anything too.
Well, like I'm saying,
let me go down the line.
And Caitlin. Very funny. She was nice. Very nice. Caitlin and Jesse, very, very nice to party with. Just very nice. Very fun. They were fun. Who else? Judd. Just Judd.
J-U-double-D, Judd.
I mean, he is a fun person to be around with. I mean, he was very nice. Who else?
Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa. Well, I knew Alyssa before she even went on the show. And Alyssa was Alyssa double fold. She was Alyssa, you know, so much mm-hmm. love. I mean, she was like, you know, boo-boo. I mean, she was nice. I mean, all game aside, she was just like, you know, she was excited to play the game. That was Alyssa. David was cool, very chill, like you saw him on there. Very cool.
Yeah, he was probably really laid
I
back.
I mean, he was laid back, but very cool. But I have to say, and this is probably a surprise to a lot of people if you already have not heard, the cast of Big Brother Canada were there. And when I tell you they brought it, they were so, like, they couldn't believe they were on Big Brother, first of all, but they were celebrating Big Brother with Big Brother Americans, and it was just a big old party. That whole cast is phenomenal. The whole cast.
Yes, they sure are.
I mean, when I tell you, like, what you see is what you get is what you see is what you get, they were all very nice. I can't say nothing bad about none of them. Topaz, AJ, Liza, all of them. They were all...
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Big Brother Canada, who a lot of them were on Manic Mondays every week during Big Brother Canada's first season. So I want to give
I mean,
a shout-out to everybody.
Phenomenal.
And a shout-out to Liza, because
Liza.
Oh,
honey,
girlfriend.
Liza. Girlfriend.
He knows about everything, and God bless her. God bless her. You know what? I give props to her. I give, you know, I don't really know what the whole outcome is and what happened and whatever, but I'm hearing stuff, and I'm like, woo, child. You know, I'm probably like, whatever you're thinking, you know, Luan. I mean, Big Brother Canada was present, and I guess things went down.
Yeah. But but let me just put out there, too. I think what the big problem was I think everybody was going to be in so much of a defense mode that I can understand why some of the house guests from Big Brother 15 did not come and show up. I will say that in their defense. But I just feel as far as for the fans, like I've always stated since I've stated this whole season, I just really feel like they got slighted. And I think they got slighted because of the house guests, their personal attacks and their personal gameplay. And the personal gameplay sucked.
Well, yeah, of course. Now, what
and
are
I
your
mean,
thoughts on, like, the whole, I don't know if you heard about it, but since Aaron's been out, she kind of really doesn't care. She, like, doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Oh, let me give you
what do you think about that?
Well, what you see is what you get. And like I said,
we ain't seen nothing yet.
And we ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm going to tell you something. If you follow anybody or anybody in the chat room, you was to follow you for 24/7 for 3 months, we would probably see some things or know some things about you that you probably wouldn't want us to know either. So guess what? You call a spade a spade. You are what you are. And now that you're out the house and, you know, you got to decompress and all that, I just feel like you are what you are. I do. I just feel like, you know, you're not ignorant to what has happened, and I just feel like that you know what you signed up for, and I just feel like it is what it is. I do. Now, you do have an opportunities and to change, and you do have opportunities to clarify who you are. If that's not who you were in the house, then, you know, own up to it.
Own it.
I'm telling you. It's your life. It's you. Own you. Because you're the only one that can tell your story. You. Michelle Costa. Luan Exum. Cherry Garcia. You are the only ones who can tell who you are. So guess what? Actions speak louder than words.
Well, that's why I'm saying this is an open platform.
You know,
you know,
I can count the ones who...
It might be one of those things that will take a while for these past house guests, Luan, to come out and face
and
the music.
And I understand it. And
but they need to come on here, and they can... Listen, we don't judge. We will say our
opinion.
One
thing, and let me tell you something. That's one thing I can say. We are one big, happy family, dysfunctional family. I mean, you know, but I would say that in all, Big Brother is a family. And that's why I think they have a lot of people that are upset, because when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, we are a community, Big Brother. And it just behooves me that you wouldn't reach out to certain people to be like, you know, this wasn't me, or I just don't know. I just think, and I know everybody's not like me. I know everybody's not like you. But I just feel like own up to what you've done. because it's all over the social media. It's all over everything for the rest of your life. If that's not you, own up to it. If it's not you, if it's not your character, and you feel like you were not edited right or you were not slighted right, own up to it.
Well, unfortunately, as we've heard, Luan, I don't know if you've heard, but Aaron seems to be not really too disgruntled about it. And we talked about Liza a little bit from Canada, and Liza actually tweeted about how horrible of a human being
Aaron
is.
Oh, no. But did she meet her or something? Did she meet her?
Yes. They actually met, and we actually talked a little bit before that. Cherry, can you let us know, because Luan didn't know, about the crying with Jesse and the incident with Liza?
This is all being said in the chat room.
People
in the chat room were saying that somehow, and I don't know how, that somehow Aaron made Jesse cry and that Liza was sticking up for her in Vegas. Now, how this went down, how it all took place, I do not know the entire story that was being said a little while ago in the chat room. I know that someone on Twitter had invited Liza to call in tonight. I don't know if she will, but I know she did say that she had backstory to it that she would love to share, but she wanted to protect her Big Brother associates. So I don't know if she will call in.
I don't know if she's calling either, but if you actually read her tweets, she actually stated that Aaron is as awful as a human being as she portrayed herself to be. She's even worse. She is a vile person. She is mean and rude, and I will protect my Big Brother family and not say any more. I was like, wait, keep going, girl, because why you hold back after that?
I mean, and it goes to show, like I said, and like you know, Michelle, I know, we are very protective of each other. We are.
Well, I mean, I even heard, like, here in Rhode Island, like a regular old news station, and one of the news, like, I mean, they talk about the Navy base that got shot up by that guy who happened to be in Rhode Island for a little bit and went crazy. And they do like the top 100 hits, and then they talked about Big Brother, and I was like, oh my God. So I turned it up, and it was saying a story about how Candace was saying that Aaron is a changed person and that she's really nice and she treated really nice in the jury house and that anything that was said about her, you know, was untrue. And I just wanted to be like, well, yeah, a person can change, like, they could be a chameleon. They can do one thing when they know that something's going on and then face another realization, which is coming back outside the house. Like, they don't really know what's going on. I mean, you're in the house. You're either angry or you're just like, okay, this is where I'm at. Just deal with it. And so I think that maybe Candace was just looking for the best in her, and I only applaud her because I think that she just really hopes for the best in anybody.
Me too. I do too. I applaud her. I do.
I applaud her. And so, but when we obviously are looking at what's going on with Aaron, I really honestly don't think she cares. And like, I'm so disappointed in her because I really thought that she was going to come out and own it and accept it and be what she was saying, be the woman what she was saying, that she was not happy with what she was portrayed as, and I think she really pointed at me as sticking up for her somewhat, which I thought that she would really take advantage of, is, yeah, that is a high publicity point right now. Own it. No, she's looking at it like, hey, I'm more famous than you, and she's probably going to get a modeling contract from some, like, weird modeling place that doesn't care about that just goes by hype, you know?
Yeah, it like I said, it I went there to see the as many house guests as I could, and it was just really overwhelming for me to see the love of the fans just for the game of Big Brother anyway, and to see them have so much love for the past house guests and for the ones that were there like the house guests that were there, the Big Brother 15 one, they still had love for.
Now, what? Let's go a little off base. What house guests that weren't from the season were there?
Well, sorry, that weren't there?
Well, Pat, what house guests from other seasons were there?
Oh, Marcellus.
Oh, fun.
And I know. And, you know, he rarely comes out. Marcellus. Who else? Parker. Lydia. Chima. Who else?
Oh, my God.
Chima
sounds like a blast.
She does have her age. Chima always looks so beautiful. She doesn't look a day older than the day she walked out of the Big Brother house.
Oh, honey. Boogie. Cara. Oh, my gosh. I think after my third shot, that's all I can remember.
Well, what was your, like, thoughts about Andy winning? Like, first, we talked about this before you came on, but what did you think about the fact that he picked Gina Marie over Spencer? Were you a little surprised? Because we all were. We were like,
I was very surprised. Well, number one, I was very surprised.
He could have lost against her.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that. But also, what I wasn't surprised is that he was in the final two. Because
yeah,
I told someone in the beginning, I think it was on here and it was on another show, watch out for Andy. I said, because he is not under the radar at all. And I said, number one, he's a super fan. He's a super fan.
Right.
Come on. And everybody was like, oh, you know, they didn't think about him. So when he was in the final two, I was not surprised. I was not surprised at all.
Well, what about the fact that he picked Spencer? I mean, he picked Gina Marie over Spencer because I think that he could have won.
But you know
won.
What? By that time when he did that, I wasn't surprised either because, you know, after that, I was like, that final three was just so, I don't know, so awkward to me that, I mean, nothing would have surprised me what they would have did. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be Gina Marie and Spencer. I mean, you know, just like, I didn't really, at that point, I'm not going to lie, I was like, whatever. I'm not going to lie. Whoever wins, wins. Let's get this season over with. I'm not going to lie.
All right. And it's over with, so.
And it's over with.
If you could put this, like, magical wand over the Big Brother heaven god, what would you want? Just as, like a true fan, and then what would you want as a alumni?
As an alumni?
It could be both.
Okay. Well, this is a good one. As an alumni, I would want second chances for people who got totally screwed in the game, like second chance people, like Jody, even myself.
Well, myself too. I got backdoored
and
from
you,
the Russian
roulette. And let me tell you what this is another one. This is my favorite one, old school and new school. And I'm gonna tell you why, because like the people like Monica and all of them, they didn't have social media when Big Brother first started. They didn't have After Dark. So it would be very curious to see how they would play the game now versus the newbies like me and you. We're in the computer age now. Like how they would interact with the people that have already played the game as well, but it's dealing with, you know, the social media that we have right now. Like how would they play it now? Like how would they play it?
I would like to see last chances, like you said, like people that got taken out by a bad way.
Whoever got taken out a bad way.
Something like, or like evil versus good, something like that. Like, even
I don't want
somebody could be evil.
You know what? I don't want to see couples. I want everybody to be individual, but I want
it
to be a
theme. Well,
I
don't think it would be individual if, like, you know, like you bring all stars back. Like, you kind of have to have a theme with it, I think.
Well, the theme would be, I think a good theme for all stars would be old school, new school.
Well, let's do it. Let's do some kind of schooling. Let's school it. I don't know about you guys, but all I know is that, you know, we haven't had Big Brother in about a week. And, you know, yeah, it was a very controversial season, but I'm jonesing. I need a Big Brother fix. So I'm super excited to see what happens next year. And I know that what I think the producers in their mind have is a great idea, and I hope they run with it. And whatever happens, I think it's going to be fantastic.
I do,
can't
too.
Can't be any
I mean,
worse, right?
I think, I don't think it can even get any worse. I think it'll level up to what they have in store. Because trust me when I tell you, I think they're going to blow us out the water next year.
I'm actually pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to, like, trying to have some of these past house guests on Manic Monday. And they're so elusive that they alluded
I know, and that's
the great
kind of,
Mr.
Is that weird?
Wonderful.
Is
like,
that
that's
weird?
Like,
is that,
no,
is that
it's
weird?
Not. I thought that they would be, like, evasive. Like, I you know, like, reading, I mean, I don't know if one you got to read some of their interviews and stuff, but they were pretty kind of thrown back by how disliked they were.
Well, I think also, I mean, like I said, we can relate because I get it. I get that you say crazy things in the house. I know sometimes you be thinking, like, what did I say? Or, you know, what people are thinking about you. It's just, I get that part. But the part that I cannot kind of come to grips with is that when you come out the house, you know there's life after Big Brother. There is life after Big Brother. You have
right.
to come out that house. So I just don't understand why you, number one, when, like for me, I mean, I give myself a good example. Like, I tried to turn what I did on Big Brother after I watched it to something positive. Because I was like, you will not scandalize my name, baby. You that is not going to happen. So I tried to do things to make it look good for me because, like I said, I don't think I was the best BB player, but guess what? I'm going to be the best house guest player that has left that house.
That's
I guarantee
right.
you that.
And you make everybody's day with your tweets and your posts, and you make everybody smile, and everybody has fallen in love with you, even post Big Brother.
Okay, you know what? And to piggyback on that, check, I said, it's so funny you say that, because I've gotten more fans outside the house than I have inside the house, and people have come up to me, and even on my Twitter have said, I wish they would have showed this side of you in the house because you are a phenomenal person. Now, that's what brings me joy, and that's what makes me feel like I'm a winner from the show.
And you are.
When I hear people come to me and tell me that type of stuff, so trust me.
You bring so much joy, and you know how to make people's heart smile. I mean, you just say all the right things to make people,
come on, it's
you know,
a wonderful day.
Just having
smile.
A bad day smile.
Thank you.
I want to know, on Finette, when you were at the party, what was the one moment at that party that made you say, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that?
I have to say me meeting David, to be honest with you, because when I first met David, he was just like, I just knew that me and you would connect with each other, because he was just like, he was so laid back, but you know, I came in there and I was like, hey, what's up everybody? And everybody just started laughing and smiling and hugging me, and I was like, this party's for you all, not for me, you know. I feel like I was back on the show, but I mean, it's just the love that they all showed me, and that's when they hit me like, wow, David, because he was like the first or second one out the house.
So
you know, for me, for him to show me love like that, that was like a wow moment for me.
He was really laid back. I hated to see him go so fast. You know,
that was the moving company who ended up moving themselves out. So, I know, Cherry, we have some callers. Let's take a couple callers right now.
All right, let's do this.
Well, let's take one. Let's not do a couple.
Let's do Daniel. Daniel, Mr. AKA Shady in the chat room, you're live on air with Michelle Casta and LaJuan Exum.
Hey, LaJuan. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. Just reading Liza Stinton's Twitter right now.
Woo!
It exploded about like 10 minutes ago. Everybody's messaging her about Dick at Night and what Aaron's telling Amanda and everything else. And Liza's telling Dick, if you want to know what's going on, that you need to ask people that were actually there, not Amanda getting secondhand information from Aaron.
Whoa, this is all happening. I feel like we blew that up because that's when we talked about it, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's so cray-cray. And I feel like this is not even going to be the end of it. This is like the beginning some craziness.
And
so let's bring it on. Canada versus the USA. Let's do it. And some of the US people being on Canada's side. Woo-hoo! Because I'm Team Canada right now. Right, hold on. Can I get a Hell Canada?
I love Canada. I'm not going to lie. I love Canada.
I love
they
Canada
are the,
too.
They are just the business. They're the business right now.
Michelle Lamont, who was your favorite Canada house guest? When it was
I was Team Gary Glitter.
Me too.
But I loved Suzette, and I loved Liza.
I love Liza.
Tala. Oh my God, Tala was awesome. I loved Alec. I loved Peter.
Peter.
Sorry, I love Canada. Canada, honestly, like they had such different like.
They had different personalities.
They still like erupted, but it wasn't so insane. Like it reminded me of Big Brother 10. Like they just hated each other. Like it didn't matter what the hell they were, you know.
Yeah, I liked them.
They were bitches and assholes and whatever, and they just went with
it. But you know what?
So it was great.
They were like that on the show, but at the end of the day, they are a big family. They are a hoot. No, seriously, they are a hoot.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a question for Lawan? I'm sorry. I think I just like went crazy for a minute.
No. Hey, I call in every week. I'm happy to talk to or be cut off. That's no problem. No,
you know what? Anytime.
No, I got a question. Now, Big Brother 9, this is for Lawan and Michelle. Big Brother 9 has always been the infamous season that should not be talked about. Do you think Big Brother 15 will now replace that?
Lawan, you go ahead. You are the guest.
I think it won't replace it because I think every season had its like status, but I think this one will be talked about for a while. Like, this one will be in other seasons to come because it was such a big pie in our face for the whole Big Brother community. So I think it'll be talked about for a while.
All right. Okay. Well, my thought about it is I hate that they compare the season to season 9. And the only reason why season 9 is a bad season is because it was the first winter season ever. It was a writer's strike, and it wasn't common for a Big Brother to be in the winter, okay, number one. Number two, they had the first double people, which was Love versus wait, what was the name of it? Where people were together, and then in the end, two people got arrested that won the first and second place. Okay, so that's a stigma, and I think that people need to recognize that because a lot of people don't even know Big Brother 9. They didn't watch it.
Big Brother 9
I thought was really good, but like I said, that was not a season a lot of people watched, so they don't really know really much about it. Big Brother 15 is its own entire like entity. I can't even understand. I just hope that these people figure it out sooner than later. And you know, I'd really like to have, like, especially Spencer on. I would love to have Gina Marie on. I don't know, Aaron, if she would actually want to do the show. Not that I would even try it, but I just think that she wouldn't own up to it, and I would want her to own up to it. And at this point, I just don't think that there would be a ground that me and her could meet in the middle. And I don't take that I wouldn't want her on because we've had controversial people on before. But I want somebody that's going to bring it, okay? If you want publicity, if you want whatever, and I'm hearing all this stuff, and she's making people cry, and it's like all this other stuff, and I just don't understand why she just doesn't own up to it. And we can say hearsay and all that stuff, but we're talking about in public in front of people. Like, you know, multiple people saying it. And I feel like that's why a lot of people are just being quiet and being, you know, where I'm not going to be able to get past house guests probably for a little bit. There's probably some huge if Cherry can talk about this a little bit, because this is out of respect, they are probably told that they cannot do radio interviews without being consulted or without being overheard, correct?
I don't know. I've heard a few of them already giving interviews, so I think they are.
Are they being, like, do you think they're being, you know, how,
I don't think they
know.
Are being, I don't really think they are being monitored, to be honest.
Okay.
I think they're free and clear. We do have other callers waiting. They've been patiently waiting for quite some time. So, Daniel, thank you so much for calling
thank
in and for
Daniel.
Your questions. We
thank you very much. Thank you,
Jerry,
Luan, and Michelle.
Have
thank
a good
hello.
Night.
You too.
Next caller, bring them up.
Okay, we have one of our regulars that we hear from almost every week. We have the beautiful Kansas with us. Kansas, how are you?
How are you, everybody?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
You're wonderful, baby.
How are you, love?
This is for you, LaJuan. And we love you and adore you. And
aww.
I'll love you for all time. And your Wichita girlfriend thinks LaJuan is fine. Ooh, handsome, fine.
Wow.
Thank you, LaJuan.
You never cease to amaze us, Miss Kansas.
And
LaJuan,
I have
thanks.
To give you a big apology because last week Michelle threw on me this big question and I was drinking a lot of wine, so I need
okay.
a second chance on this one. She threw at me, you name 12 people you want next season, okay? And I'm for some, and I was drinking and I had mostly women in my head, but there's two men. And I am sick that I didn't see, so I have to definitely make this over. There's two men that I would die, that's my top two, okay? One, of course, my darling, beautiful LaJuan is you. You
oh,
are the sunshine.
You,
I would have never
you are the
that.
Fun. But listen, this is what I love about Big Brother. I like the personalities that really, really shine, okay? And LaJuan shines. And then one more man I have to mention, and that's Will from last season. Come on.
Oh, my God.
His videos were better than the whole damn
did.
Series.
Listen, Kansas is headbutting through the entire
Could you imagine us two in the house, me and Will? It would not be fun.
I would just.
Oh, my God.
Sign me up. Put me in the middle of that.
Kansas, yeah. That is a good casting. They need to hire you to cast Big Brother.
It would
that
not
is
be
some
the
damn
only
good
way
casting
they can
right there.
Yeah, let's have some great, fun, wonderful
yeah.
people. And one more chick, man, Lydia. Lydia. I've forgotten. Beautiful Lydia. Come on. This would be a fun season. You guys with Michelle and Rennie, come on. Eric Stein.
I like that idea.
Monica,
I
love Monica. I love that. That'd be
love
great.
Monica.
I mean, and I love your ideas, LaJuan, definitely. You
yeah.
know, having the, that, I mean, that would make for wonderful, wonderful entertainment, and I think the fans would adore it.
No pun intended, Mr. LaWonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you what,
no.
you know.
Wait, Miss Kansas, I love your opinions because you're so just out of control, and I love it. Oh, my God, you're one of my favorite listeners ever. What are your overall thoughts of Andy winning and the way that they just did the entire finale? Just try to minimize it in like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
The finale was disappointing. I would have liked to have seen.
Really?
A little. I mean, there was some good things about it. You know, there
okay.
was some good
what
points, but there were some disappointing things.
It?
I would have liked to have seen Julie Chen laying in more to the other people,
okay,
too.
Yeah. I think me too, but I think like I agree with you. I thought that there should have been more about the racism. At the same time, it's like, why take away from those people that didn't have those dealings and have to deal with that stigma? I mean, I think they made it a point throughout the entire season without them knowing that, you know, that they don't condone
it. Well, let's
it.
Be honest. Now that they know, it really doesn't matter for some of them. And I'm not surprised because just like I thought, Aaron and Amanda really wouldn't give a damn. And
yeah,
Amanda
well,
doesn't
fun.
Either. I heard Amanda on an interview. She doesn't give a damn what people think about her.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that the people that did good should have to deal with it. And that's what they're doing. They are having to deal with this stigma, you know? And the fact that we're focusing so much on the bad behavior, we're forgetting about the good behavior. And
yeah,
I feel
unfortunately,
really
there was
people.
Was more bad behavior though this season
that's
than
what
there
I'm
was
saying.
Good. That's the
that's
sad
why
thing.
I feel bad. I feel bad for them, and they really are the people that we need to be talking about. And that's the thing is like, we wouldn't have a radio show unless we had all these people screwed up, and that's unfortunate. But that's just how it rolls, people. You know. And
yeah.
So Kim,
as far as Andy winning,
so
though,
much,
you know,
yeah,
I called
here.
It. I expected Andy to win. I called that from the get-go. I was surprised that he took Gina Marie, but actually
yeah.
I was pleased. That was
yeah.
one thing that he did that I thought was pretty cool.
Okay,
I thought for
that,
sure he'd
take
exactly Spencer.
That's exactly what his plan was. He did exactly what his plan was, and he was smart about it. And
mm-hmm.
I moved to him, and I thought that Gina Marie did deserve the $50,000, and that was
yeah.
it.
And she's been on YouTube, and, you know, she doesn't talk really well, but, I mean, I believe she feels bad for what she did. And as
no,
time goes on.
No, she's teaching her heart, and I think people take, like they don't understand that she's like an excited person that her brain thinks 10 steps ahead, and what comes out is wrong. You know,
and it was cool when she
New
said
York
her parents.
Accent.
When she said her parents were upset with her too.
Oh, I
that was cool.
That.
Oh yes, her parents were very upset with her for things that she said. They said they raised her better than that. Yes,
no,
her parents
that.
Were very yes. Her parents were very upset with what she said, and she's been the only one right now that is instead of saying, oh, you know, it's because of this or it's because of that or I'm not, you know, I'm not racist. I've heard that so many times by some of these people. I'm not racist, you know, but and Amanda, come on. Amanda's every bit as bad as Aaron, too. And
yeah.
she will be. And if you listen to her in an interview, she thinks she's wonderful.
Well,
you know, oh, I'm whatever. What if? Blah, blah. I hope you get Gina Marie on because I think she talked to a lot of people. I think she'd understand why people were upset with her. Whereas for Aaron and Amanda, the two of them are just so in love
well,
with themselves.
Well, we're here to let them open up and be whatever, but we also want to have an equal discussion, and we won't
yeah.
get, you know, because
and
I
no,
really
and,
think
and,
I feel,
and
I feel
let
like.
Me know, no one wants to bash them or because when
no.
you ask people, when you get in defense mode. That was the last thing that I had the intention of going to the, you know, to do that. That was
no, I would
that.
Tell them that I would want them to speak their mind first. Like, I don't want to ask them anything. I want them to speak because if that was me,
right.
let me talk. Like, I don't want to say nothing to them until after, like, they have time to talk about it. And
right.
I would think that they would want to fill up whatever the time frame is.
Whatever. And whatever void that they feel that was not filled, they can do it themselves now. There's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing edited. It is you talking. So
exactly.
let me hear what you
Miss Candace,
say.
Do you have anything else to say to Mr. Lawan while we before we take another call, darling?
We have another
I love
call.
You.
Holding
I love you, Lawan. And thank
you
for
you.
Bringing some joy
more,
with
you
this
know,
big
you,
brother.
You know I love you. You
we
know
want
I love
to see
you.
House guests that we love and have fun with.
Well,
and it doesn't make us
Candace.
Want to vomit at every turn.
Well, guess what, Mrs. Candace? We adore you, and we hope that you listen to us for the rest of the year. If not,
oh,
come
you
back
know
to
it,
the
babe.
Brother time.
You know
right.
it. You're my buddy.
Bye, my love.
Love
Thanks,
you guys.
Candace. Take care,
bye-bye.
Sweetie. Bye-bye. Bye, hon. Okay, we've got another caller that's been holding for quite
right.
a bit of time. One of our regulars, again, I love her to death. We have Miss Anne Marie. How are you, Anne Marie?
Hello.
Hello, Anne Marie. How are you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, you got flooded, Michelle. Are you okay? They said they had a lot of water down in Rhode Island.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I have a broken toe, and I'm dealing with my own. Yeah, I'm dealing with my own stuff over here.
Recovering from breast surgery.
Oh.
I have them made tinier. And let me tell you.
So listen, it was silence in the room. Everybody was like, was actually like, dun, 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 boobies got smaller. That's sad.
I know. But, you know, Gina Marie got a lot. Erin had, I've been reading on the lines, she had a PR person with her during her mother had, during any time she was doing talks.
She had a PR person before she even left the house. I mean, we all knew about
that. Yeah, it was
TMZ.
Amazing. But even when the final day when she went, you know, and then I just read today she was saying that company wasn't that great anyway, so it's like it didn't even hurt her. I felt bad for Gina Marie because when she did say the N-word, she whispered it. I mean, she didn't
say it. Means that she knew she wasn't supposed to be saying it, and she said it anyway.
I know,
and she said it more than once.
Right.
Oh, she did, Lamont?
She said it three times.
Yeah, she talked about, like, the N-word insurance and stuff.
Yeah, that's the only time I heard her say it.
I honestly don't think that was, like, her. I think she was, like, really, like, and that doesn't mean anything, but when you're in a house like that, you have to pick a side, and I think she was really influenced, unfortunately, by, like, the bad side. And she got sucked in, and she got out at the end. And I think that she's actually owning up to everything. I think that
she's going to be the one
that comes out of all this. And
I don't know.
Actually
she came out
dresses.
And blamed it on hip hop music.
She blamed it on hip hop music. Like she had.
Hip hop music do?
It ruined her vocabulary.
She said the hip-hop music used the N-word.
Let me point out
something else, Cherry. I'm glad you piped in on that. Gene from the Glass House was on our last show, and he pointed out she can blame it all she wants on that, but she knew it was wrong because she whispered it.
Exactly. Yeah, she didn't. That's what I'm saying. The others was, you know, and Spencer in the beginning, if he said the C, he just didn't. Anybody in the diary room say stop calling women the C word? I couldn't believe that it was being said so much.
He called women that all the time. I mean, I don't know about in the diary room.
Oh my God! Like it
was
an adverb.
He did that a lot. I mean, he's a sick person. Like I think I think in generality, like he's misunderstood. Like I think that he said all those things, but in the house, like he was being like haha funny, but not like looking like on the outside, people didn't think it was funny. And
no, it's not funny when you're talking about.
No, I don't think it's funny when you say that Hitler is the most well-spoken person and the most like I don't understand stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think he's like a horrible, hateful person. I think he's just like doesn't get the things that he says.
And I'm gonna tell you what it all boils down to is. You're not educated. You're not educated on what you are saying or what you. Let me educate you, because it's ignorance to me.
Oh, for sure,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
If
anything needs to be done, educate them on what they've done, what they said, and make it better. That's what needs to happen. Make it better. Don't make it any worse than it already is. And it seems like now that, like you're saying, all this Twitter stuff and all this other stuff going on now, they made it worse than it already is. So guess what? That says a lot about you. That says a lot about
your
accent.
They need to make it better. They need to make it better, but they're not doing that.
Well, they had nothing to do when Erin and Jean Marie were playing with dolls. You think that was innocent? Oh, my God. I said, I can't believe two girls could make this dirty.
Hey, Anne Marie, this is Paul. We're kind of ticking down in time, and we've got a couple new callers just popped on.
Thank you, Anne Marie.
Hey, is there going to be a Toys for Tots this year?
Yes, there will be. Toys for Tots.
Oh, good. Ooh. I'd love to see who you're going to have. I used to have regulars. You guys,
well,
that's fine.
We don't know yet, girlfriend. Calm down.
Hey, Gina Marie should show up.
If they're going to be at the same hotel that we were at last year, I can tell you that. I don't have a list of people who's going to be there yet this year, but there will be a Toys for Tots, and we will be at the same hotel we were at last year. So
awesome. I'm coming up this year.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care,
Emily.
Bye, Emily Boo.
We would love Lawan to make it to Toys for Tots all the way from LA.
What's the date? Do you know the dates of it yet?
It's usually like the first month in, the first weekend in
December.
Right. Isn't that right, Charlie?
The 7th and 8th of December.
Go ahead. Okay, let me know.
6th, 7th, and 8th of December.
Okay.
All right.
Can you send me the information? Somebody send me the information.
What was that one?
Oh, I said, could someone send me the information, Michelle? Can you send me information?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I will definitely make Miss Cherry or Mr. Cowboy, depending on who's taking care of it this year. And I will have you send you the info.
I would love to come. I mean, I would, yeah.
Oh, my God. You would have so much fun.
It's the best time,
Lawan. Yeah.
You would absolutely love it. I'm telling you.
And you know that's my birthday.
And it's all about kids, babe. It's all about the kids.
Yes.
And I would be there with you, and Mama Casa would be there, and Cherry Pie, and hopefully Paul could make it this year.
You're so crazy.
Okay, we've got two more callers. I'm going to bring them up. We will make sure that we get the info to you, Lawan, because we definitely want to see you at Toys for Tots.
Okay, baby.
Okay, here we go. We've got Miss Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Lisa. How are you, girlfriend? Where are you calling from, girl?
Massachusetts.
What part of Massachusetts?
I'm on the South Shore, down in Hull. Do you know where that is?
Yes, actually. I'm up in Cumberland, Attleboro, Massachusetts line.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you're in, like, Cape Cod almost.
Yes, almost Cape. We're like a baby Cape. Hull kind of sticks out in the ocean. We have water on both sides.
Oh, nice. So you're like in a peninsula. You're in a great spot. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I love that you're calling from my area. What is your question?
Thanks for having me. I was going to ask both of you. First, let me, Lawan, I just love you. Your tweets and your Facebook make me smile every single day. I just
thank you.
It really does. I just really have to tell you, it just does. And Michelle, I follow you too, and I just hope both of you next season are on All Stars.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
First off, you're
a first-time caller, and I'm super excited to have you on, and thank you so much. Now, what are your comments, like, because we're going to be finishing up the show quick. Did you have something to ask, or did you just want to make a comment?
I know you guys don't have any insight, but what can we do as fans to get CBS to kind of look at what Big Brother is looking like to casual fans? Family night used to be sitting around watching Big Brother with, you know, my kids, my grandkids, everything. After this season, none of them want to watch. And it seems like CBS has put Big Brother as the ugly stepchild, as Andy would say.
Well, my first question is, what would you want? And then let's let Lawan answer that question. What, as you, as a viewer, would want next year?
I'd like to see a new house. I'd like to see an all-star cast of people who are positive, that can put a fun, and it doesn't have to be all positive because we like conflict, but at least a decent image out there again. After, you know, the house guests were just so, in my opinion, just so bad. And what do you think that we can do to kind of promote people like you, Michelle and Lawan?
What I always suggest to you, to the fans, is write them.
Yeah.
Write them, you all, because that's the only way they're going to hear what you all want. Write them, suggest what y'all want to happen. Seriously, someone's reading those. Someone's reading those letters. Write them. I'm telling you.
They sure are. I mean, me and Luan, we get many messages every day. We want you back on, but you know what? We don't. Just let you guys know, we have no idea what's going on.
Never.
And as much people as ask us what's going on, we have no idea. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to know. I'm like a true avid Big Brother person where I just like to know what's going on at that time. Like, I want the truth
right.
and nothing but the truth, and I don't want no rumors. And every
right.
year we all know there's rumors. And I'll, like, honestly, why would they say out of all the Big Brother alumni, let me tell Michelle Costa what's going on? We don't know. let's be honest, we don't know. And we are just the same as you guys. Like, it's like, ooh, it could be anything. And I like your answer to that because I wanted to hear it from a fan. And I think that you kind of answered it for a lot of people listening out there, right?
Well, Michelle, I just want to correct one thing you said. Even though it's been a long time, this is Lisa K-Mass. K-Mass is what you might know her from, but she... It's been a while, but she's not a first-time caller.
Oh, my
so
God.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love this show. I love Paul. I love Carrie. I just really do. And, you know, I bump into the show not as often as I'd like to, but I just think you guys do a great job.
We love no matter what time you're bumping into. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And I'm loving that Mass is representing. Go Red Sox, right, girl?
Yeah, they're doing awesome.
Yeah, about time. 2009, we were waiting patiently. Hello. Okay, sorry. I knew that would be a segue. I had to. When I heard Mass, I had to. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for calling in. And Luan, tell how much you love her because I know you love your fans.
I do. I love you. Thank you so much for calling in. But remember to write.
I'm going to. I don't know how to tweet yet, but I'm going to learn and I'm going to write it. Or tweet it or whatever.
Are you Facebook friends with me?
I'm Facebook friends with you.
Message me, okay? Message me, okay?
I will. I really
okay.
will.
Oh, boy. We got love in the making right now. All right.
You are
so wonderful making it happen. Thank
okay,
you so much for calling in.
But I have to go,
you
guys. So I just want to tell. I just want to tell everyone that I love them and thank you so much for still supporting us.
Thank you so much, Luan. We love you to pieces. I love you. And call me later and give me the scoop on what really went down.
I will. Cherry Paul, I love you.
We have one more call. Can you take one more real quick, Luan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
ooh,
we got
one more, boo-boo. They love you. Jeepers.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for waiting, babe. You're on with Michelle and Luan.
It's been a long time since I've called. Just thought I'd drop in and say hello, and I really love this season of Big Brother.
Oh, we love that you love it, because you know what?
Well,
We haven't heard that a lot, but you know what? Luan's got to go, and I know you want to talk to me mainly, so let's just have you answer or ask
Luan
a question.
Well, I called because I heard you were coming on, Luan.
Right.
Of course, you're only as one who can memorize a long list of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he's
that's
the
right.
one that does the presidents, I believe, right?
Yes. And you did the vice presidents last, right, Jeff?
Uh-huh.
So do you have something that you want to do, or do you want to ask Luan a question, or are you trying to break another record?
Well, I just want to say hello, and I really love this season. I thought Spencer this season, I thought he was like Adam in many, many ways, especially with the beard.
Oh, very good, Jeff.
Not
yes.
to be embarrassing anyone, I also thought that
I
maybe
agree.
Midway through the season he would also shave his beard through the way.
Pretty good, yeah.
Despite
I agree
that,
with
I
you
actually,
on that.
I actually grew out a beard starting in the spring, and I thought if Spencer either got evicted or if he shaved his beard in between, I would shave mine off too. And unfortunately, since he got evicted right at the end, I had to shave my beard off.
So you did.
All right. Are you a Duck Dynasty fan, I hope?
I haven't even heard of that.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, my God.
Anyway, Jeff, thanks so much for calling in. Luan, thanks for hanging in there to say hi to Jeff. To da dude.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, boo.
Luan, thank you so much.
Hey, Mr. Luan, tell everybody goodbye, and we love you, and we hope to talk to you soon, baby.
All right, baby, love you more. I'll call you later, okay, baby?
Okay, you call me later. Mm-hmm.
All right, boo.
Love you, Luan. Wow, he's always so amazing.
Can I say one more thing?
What a sweet guy to call in and keep us informed.
Jeff, yes, go ahead. Say one more thing, babe.
Well, like I said, I really love this season's group of house guests, and I hope I can meet all 16 of them at some point.
Well, you know what? I'm sure you will be able to, you know, just go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to tell Jeff that the calls of loving this season, or even in the chat room of loving this season, have been few and far between, but I am one of the minority, and I'm so glad when I have a fellow person, also really enjoyed this season. So I'm glad you were able to see past all the crap and enjoy the other parts of the season. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. I watch every After Dark as well.
Oh, the damn commercials, though. Ah!
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you rather
see
go back to Showtime?
I never watched it when it was on Showtime. It was my first season of After Dark.
Oh.
Really?
So they used to swear and stuff before and show boobies.
Trust me.
Jeff,
so how do you feel about that now?
Jeff, you've never been into the live feeds?
Oh, no, I'm concerned that it might do spoilers and stuff. Luckily, I'm sort of spoiler-free on the After Dark, remember? I try to avoid spoilers.
It's really hard to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And do you have any last comments about this season or what you're looking for next season or just anything at all?
Can't think of any off the top of my head at this point. Maybe next time I call, I can mention that.
Well, that leaves you having to call us, so love that segue. So thank you again so much for calling in, and you are so welcome back anytime on Manic Mondays, okay?
Hey, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you,
Jeff. Are you looking forward to, excuse me, if my memory holds right, you're a huge Amazing Race fan. Are you psyched for the new season?
You bet I am.
My friend's actually going to be on it from Rhode Island, so I'm really excited. My friend, her name is Amy Diaz, and she's going to be on there with her boyfriend. And she's like a model, past like Miss Rhode Island, and I do a lot of modeling with her, and I do a lot of fashion shows with her. And every October, if you guys can recollect, I always do a autism fashion show in October, which will be coming up, and I do it with her every year. So actually, every year whenever I post the pictures with her. So she, I hear, will be an Amazing Race. I haven't seen her. I have just heard the rumors. So to be continued.
That's awesome, Michelle.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm super excited for her because that means she'll be coming to events like Toys for Tots. Yay!
That's great.
Yep, fellow Rhode Islander represented again. So I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say, after bringing up Amazing Race, that I'm hoping Jeff will join us when we start up our Amazing Race show on Sunday. It's a little plug there, Terry.
Yes,
well,
we will be having
the show till later.
All right.
An Amazing Race show on Sunday nights, right after the Amazing Race ends. It'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and we'll be talking all about the Amazing Race. It's called the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop, and everyone's welcome to join us and talk about their favorite teams and what's going on in the Amazing Race, so we hope you join us.
Well, we'll also be talking about here, seeing that Manic Mondays is all about Big Brother, but we will be talking reality now. What's coming up? Survivor. So that's going to be something we're going to be talking about because, hello, my boy Hayden's on it, my boy Kat's on it, my girl Laura Barrett's on it, and so many others that I know. So I can't wait to talk about the season. I can't wait to talk about Amazing Race with you guys because, hey, my girls love it too. So we're going to be talking about so much, and we're going to fill up our time in between our Big Brother kind of, I guess. I don't really know what to call it because there's a lot of things you can call it. But let's just go moving on.
And at some point we have to start talking about Miami Monkey.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks
I've been watching
thanks
it.
Again. Oops, there he went. Oh, well. Anyway, thank you for Jeff that just dropped off. Thanks for his call. It was nice to hear from him again. Yeah, there's
thank
a
you,
lot
Jeff.
Of good shows.
There's
a lot of good shows.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And not only that, but there is Monday Night Football going on. And as we all talked about, we can talk about reality shows. We can talk about football. We can talk about sports all day long. But, hey, guys. Let's just finish it up because we could just keep talking, right, Cherry and Paul?
Right, and there's another new show starting this week called Big Tips Texas. That looks like it's going to be amazing.
Big Tips Texas?
Big Tips?
Yep.
Big tips. Holy tips.
No, tips. T-I-P-E.
Me and Paul went to a dirty place. Sorry.
Big Tips Texas.
As usual, right, Paul?
It's about the women who run one of the hottest bars in Texas. And they're after the bar ends, activities and that kind of thing. It shows them at the bar and then after the bar, tips. Yes, in the chat room, they're now getting it. Big Tips, Texas.
Well, I guess we're
so
pretty close when we say Big Tips, me and Paul.
Yeah, I think there's
mind.
A lot of that on the show, too. So I think it has a little of both. I think there was a little play on words there. It looks like it's going to be a fun show as well. So that one's one to keep an eye out for as well. There's a lot of shows we can talk about. So I'm looking forward to it. And The Voice is starting up tonight. That's one that I absolutely love. Michelle, I think you watch that one too, don't you?
Kind of. Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, I love The Voice.
I still got, like, the New York Housewives and, like, Basketball Wives and, like, all that stuff. So, like, my Monday's kind of taken up a little bit. And then there's Monday Night Football, so I don't know.
I absolutely love The Voice. That's one of my favorites.
But I love the Basketball Wives, so,
yeah,
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I catch that some. So, guys, there's so much reality in so little time.
There is, and you know what, Paul and Cherry, God, we have been going strong. Once again, we have gone through another Big Brother season, and this won't be the end of us talking about it. But, gosh, can we just wipe the sweat off our brows and say, woo, good Lord Almighty, let's just kick it in, and Rod would be so super excited that we are just keeping it strong. And thank you guys for listening, and thank you, maniacs. Epicness has happened. Off for a glass of wine. Ta-ta.
Absolutely. I've got my chocolate wine waiting. So, again, thank you, Michelle, for a wonderful evening with guests and callers and lots of scoop. And I want to remind everyone to call in this Thursday. Be with us for our Thursday show at 10 p.m. at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, to start our Survivor Roundtable show. And we'll be here with Michael Cowboy Ellis and guests to start talking Survivor on Thursdays. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. And remember to be back on Sundays for that Amazing Race show, The Second Pit Stop, also. That will be as well at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Here's Ron to close the show. Thanks again for being here for Manic Mondays with Michelle Costa. Here's Ron. Take care, everybody.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and still is part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, is, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Remember, prayers for Tilly, and a shout-out to Cowboy and Dan Kaminsky out there in Vegas having a great time. Take care, everybody. God bless. Good night.